David's called the show. He was travelling to Banbridge from Dublin using Translink's bus service. Let's have a listen to what he has to say.
I commute to London each week, Stephen, and the 16th I was flying from Dublin Airport, which is not a regular occurrence. I usually use Belfast, but I was going to use the Ulster bus service from Banbridge to Dublin Airport, 4:35 departure. So that was going to get me into the airport around 6 p.m. for a 7:20 flight, which was good. And I got to probably Banbridge bus station about 4:20, well in time for the bus, just in the off chance that it would come early. Being a Sunday evening, I anticipated the traffic would be less, and the bus would arrive pretty much on time. So there was no guy standing waiting for the bus. Now, I wasn't chatting to him at all at any stage until he sort of approached me around 4:30, expecting the bus to have arrived. And I was quite confident at that stage that, you know, the bus does come late on different occasions due to the fact that there's traffic on the road. So I said, look, don't worry about it, it'll arrive. And that was fine. Sort of about just before 5 o'clock, I began to get concerned myself. So I looked up the number for Translink and called them. And the call handler was able to tell me that, as far as she was aware, there were no traffic problems, but that she would put a call into Glengall Street, which she subsequently did. Came back on the line and told me that, the bus had left on time, but that as it was pretty close to full, it was a first-come, first-served basis, and it would not have gone into Banbridge. I queried this, obviously, because, one, we were standing in Banbridge with, an anticipation of getting a transport service, and number two, I wanted to know, was there a secondary bus on the way?
So the bottom line is that they're leaving you standing at a bus stop that you're supposed to be on their route, and they're saying to you that if the bus is full before it, they'll not. You've no way of knowing, so you can be standing there for 2 or 3 hours waiting on the thing.
Absolutely, she told me that.
How does that work?
She told me the next bus was a double decker to take into account, but. You know, it's all very good for somebody like myself who's fit and healthy, but if there had been somebody who was elderly or had a family, it was a cold evening, and they'd been standing in the cold for several hours waiting for a bus.
So Translink's policy is if the bus is full, they alter the route, and you've no idea if you're then at the next stop where the bus is coming or not. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, well, the lady told me. She said that she couldn't legislate for people in the middle of nowhere. And obviously that slightly riled me because...
What do you mean in the middle of nowhere?
Banbridge is one of their more strategic stops on the route to Dublin. And Ulster Bus run round the country. They don't run on a Belfast service. That's a totally different Metrolink line. So if Ulster Bus don't have customers from, the middle of nowhere, they've got no customers.
All right. Well, look, leave this with us. Thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.
Interesting that Translink basically said all the tickets were sold for the bus, and when that happens, they've gotten an assist coach. But they said on that occasion, due to several factors, they didn't send the assist vehicle, and they apologise. They say they've listened to a recording of the passenger's conversation with the contact centre. The response is not what we would expect, and we will be addressing this, they say. So basically, they're saying that whoever's at the contact centre didn't treat that.
Would Finny, would you stop whittering in my ear every 2 seconds? Shut up, did I read this Translink statement? They
basically say that the contact person hasn't treated that passenger properly.